Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's called the Hannity Standard, right? It was said last week, and there were developments in this over the weekend, Dom Giordano program, where we saw people talking about Hannity and Michael Cohen, the attorney, being one of his one or two or three, I guess, clients, the other being President Trump. And this set off a spasm, and there is a development that shows you how far they're willing to go with Sean or anybody else that is that much of a Trump person. Now, one of the ultimate Trump people in the media at one point, facing one of those panels with Anderson Cooper where they knock down walls and bring more in, sometimes five or six people at a time, was Jeffrey Lord. Till he got caught up in this Twitter battle in which he said something that wasn't in context anything that should have resulted in any kind of problem, but was removed from CNN. Well, Jeffrey Lord, who writes for the American Spectator, among others, surfaced with a play in this whole Chuck Todd thing, talking about Chuck Todd, talking about the Standard. And Todd, I think Stephanopoulos is an even better one, but Chuck Todd's been the one duking it out most on this, that people on the left have such a tremendous amount of collusion, baggage, intermarriage, bubble that they're in, that even if they're not trying to have an agenda, which they are, they can't get themselves outside that bubble. I'll give you what the development is with Sean, though, that's come up. Let's go to Jeffrey Lord on the Spring Dance Hot Tub call-in line. Hey, Jeffrey, good Monday. Thanks for joining us.
Good Monday to you, Dom.
Well, I'm glad that you put a piece out there. I think it was at Hannity.com, maybe some other places. What did you say about the Hannity Standard?
Well, look, Chuck Todd, and I don't know Chuck. You know, years ago I'd been invited on Meet the Press, and I couldn't do it. You know, he's a nice enough guy, I'm sure. I don't have any problems with that. But he went out of his way here to say that Fox News and Sean should disclose every single time he's on the air talking about Michael Cohen or Trump or whatever, that he had, you know, gotten some advice from Michael Cohen. Now, first of all, I knew because, gasp, I listened to Sean's radio show that he has said often enough that he and Michael Cohen are friends. And, Dom, I mean, you're right there in Philadelphia, which is filled with people with common sense. And anybody in the sound of our voice who has a professional friend who is a lawyer, a doctor, I mean, you name it, fill in the blank, will doubtless at some point in their relationship say, hey, you know, what do you think about this problem I got to deal with? That is a whole different ball of wax than hiring somebody as your attorney and being a client. That's what Sean did. He simply had conversations with his friend Michael on occasion about Sean's real estate deals. They took this and tried to make this incredible conflict of interest, spent all these hours, I mean, just listening to the repetition of Sean's name on the air in a news context was just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
I knew perfectly well that Chuck Todd, and I picked Chuck only because he came sort of out and jumped into the front of this, had his own set of conflicts. His wife was the communications director for then-Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, Democrat of Virginia, in his Senate campaign, one of his Senate campaigns in 2006, and was also an advisor in his presidential campaign for the Democratic nomination, which didn't go very far, but be that as it may, she was tied in with that. Her firm also has done business in over $1 million worth of it with Bernie Sanders. So I find this Meet the Press tape from February 12th of 2017 with both Bernie Sanders and Jim Webb on there in separate interviews. Not once Not once does Chuck Todd, the man who says that Sean should be forced to disclose his relationship with Michael Cohen every single time he's on with him, not once does he say, and oh, by the way, my wife does, you know, has these ties. Then he gets incensed when I write this in a column. And believe me, I'm not the only one that was saying this. I mean, Rush Limbaugh was saying this.
Right. He called you. He called you what?
Everywhere.
What did he call you?
Exactly. I'm sure you were talking about this.
Oh yeah.
And the thing that gets me is he goes on a show, a talk radio show in New York, Bernie and Sid show, with the former Imus sidekicks, and says of me, I didn't do my research, and denies that it's true. Well, Dom, I can only tell you, I looked at the video. I mean, this is a Meet the Press show. You go to the NBC site, you can watch the video, you can pull up the transcript of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I went through it with a fine-tooth comb.
Sure.
Not once did he say this. Not once. Complicating his situation here by, you know, I don't know whether he forgot, but to say that he does this with regularity is just simply not true. And my point is that there's a larger issue here. I mean, Chuck isn't even the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, Stephanopoulos is the biggest.
D.C.,
yeah,
in the media who have these conflicts at CNN, mm-hmm, at ABC, CBS,
sure,
MSNBC, et cetera, et cetera. I think they've made a huge mistake going in all in on this, on Sean, because now this has, in all kinds of outlets, turned attention on these folks. Now, what will come of it, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what will come of it. They've doubled or tripled down. Somebody in the deep state inside a HUD or somewhere else, Jeffrey, and for listeners, you've seen this, but for listeners, they've announced that Sean Hannity has this vast empire of housing vis-a-vis HUD.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, now they're claiming, you know, and it was through government privilege. That seems to be the suggestion they're putting out there. Hundreds of houses he owns through that modality. So, you know, I just picture Sean Hannity playing Boardwalk or something here with housing. They're making him, they won't stop. In other words, they will continue to find areas for Hannity particularly until they think they'll get one that will get somebody enraged.
Well, the mistake they're making here, Dom, is that people like you and me and all these other folks in our side of the media are going to be looking into these people.
Right.
And it isn't going to be just Chuck Todd anymore or some of these others. I mean, we're going to want to know about all their spouses, their what were their tax situations, how much property did they own. You know, I don't know. Just to give you an example of how this game works, I don't know Scott Pruitt, who's the EPA administrator, mm-hmm, but one of the charges against him is that he rented a room or something from somebody who was a lobbyist. Well, Dom, I can tell you, I lived in Washington, D.C. There isn't a piece of real estate there that isn't owned by somebody who at one point or another, if not currently, and I'm talking members of Congress,
right,
journalists, bureaucrats, living in some building where quite possibly a lobbyist owns the building. I mean, this is as common as dirt in Washington, D.C. And the notion that this is suddenly I mean, the hypocrisy here is just stunning. And I think this is going to backfire totally.
Well,
you got a whiff of this yesterday with this little clash between Kellyanne Conway.
Where I was going next. That's right.
And my old colleague there, Dana Bash, whom I like immensely. But she went after Kellyanne for her husband's tweet. Her husband apparently has different political views on the president, and he tweets them out occasionally. So she went after on it, and Kellyanne took offense and then turned around and said, you know, what about the relationships of people at CNN? And, I mean, she just turned it around on them. I mean, this is a situation. I was watching the media critic for Fox, who used to be on CNN, and the Washington Post, Howie Kurtz, say, in essence, this is a mistake because these media people, you know, yelp like stuck pigs when their standards are turned around on them. And I'm afraid the more they do this, the more this is going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. And again, the husband is out there. This isn't a financial or an influence thing. He doesn't like President Trump. He tweets out about that. That's a little bit different than a spouse who you're covering in some way, shape, or form, you know, that has these other interests that you're involved in, or colleagues are involved in, or your network is involved in. That's a lot different, I think, than Kellyanne's husband might be.
You know, absolutely.
I mean, if it were Ro and she's doing this to me, I might have to have a talk with her and go, yo, I'm the advisor to the president. You know, come on.
Well, you know, and the thing with Chuck Todd, now, let's face it. I mean, in the world of politics, Jim Webb, he's an admirable person. He was Reagan's Secretary of the Navy. He turned into a Democrat. That's fine. He's now a former senator from Virginia. He got clobbered. He had his presidential campaign didn't even make it through 2015. What purpose is it in a new sense to have Jim Webb on Meet the Press? I suspect there was none, other than he was a pal and a former boss of Chuck's wife, and that's why he was there. I can understand why they'd have Bernie Sanders on. I mean, he's still a sitting senator. He may run for president again. He's newsworthy. But Jim Webb, I don't think so. Everyone suspects this is because this is the way they do it. Somebody also dug up an invitation in 2015, I think it was, or 2016, in the middle of the campaign, that Chuck and his wife hosted they sent out a lovely invitation inviting friends for dinner with cocktails and dinner with their friends Jen and Jim. Well, Jen is Jennifer Palmieri, who was the communications director for the Clinton campaign, and her husband. Well, I assure you, this kind of thing goes on all the time in Washington, D.C. It's conflicted as all get out. But are they going to, you know, do anything? No, no, no. They'll just go after Sean Hannity and think they're doing their job.
Absolutely. Where do we find this piece, Jeffrey, and all things Jeffrey Lord?
This particular piece was posted by Sean at Hannity.com, and I also wrote another one for the American Spectator and another still at Newsbusters.
All right, he's keeping you busy. Chuck Todd's a cottage industry here.
Thank you,
Jeffrey. Stay well. Thanks. We'll talk soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.